Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Voila. A very good evening to you. Welcome to Point of View, and thank you so much for being with us. It's crunch time, is it not? We're all waiting to see what tomorrow holds when it comes to the budget. Will Parliament pass the current budget as it is, well, as it was presented to us? Lots coming up on the show. We're going to be speaking to various political parties just to get a sense of where the negotiations are. We will be speaking to the ANC. We'll speak to Action SA, but let's start here with the DA. And on the line with us is DA spokesperson, Vili. Thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening. It's always nice to speak with you.
Mr. Oorkamp, where are we with negotiations? Earlier on today, the DA released a statement saying, well, the deal is off. You're not going to be voting on this particular budget to be passed. Is that still the case?
Well, the Portfolio Committee on Finance today, with the assistance of Action SA and the IFP, adopted the fiscal framework as was presented to Parliament by the Minister. So our leader, John Steenhuisen, and President Ramaphosa did have discussions today, but it seemed that what transpired today is drawing a line through all the negotiations that we've had. Action SA is trying to tell the people that they have stopped a VAT increase, but that's a blatant lie. You can either accept or you can reject the fiscal framework. And what they've done today is they have assisted the ANC to accept the fiscal framework. If there was a change to the fiscal framework, like the Democratic Alliance has proposed, that would have given the Minister of Finance 48 hours to react on that before Parliament can vote on that. But what happened today is that Action SA effectively gave the ANC a mandate to carry on with the VAT increase without any growth potential in our budget, because the fiscal framework was supported by them without any changes or alterations made to it.
They say that there were changes. Are you saying that that's not true?
They lie. There weren't any changes. The fiscal framework has not been changed. And there's no place that says that they can have 30 days to change that. The fiscal framework has not been changed. Parliament will tomorrow vote on the fiscal framework as was presented to Parliament by the Minister, as was adopted today by the committee with the assistance of Action SA, the IFP and the ANC. That's the long and the short of it. So they are blatantly lying.
So the meeting between Mr. Steenhuisen and President Ramaphosa then was about something else. Was it about the GNU partnership?
Well, it was about the budget and the proposals that we've made and to negotiate about those proposals. All the proposals that the Democratic Alliance have put on the table were sound proposals that will assist in economical growth, in job creation, as well as cost-cutting measures. South Africa does not have an income problem. We've got an expenditure problem, and we've seen over many years how the ANC have misspent the government's money and the people's money. And what happened today is that Action SA and the ANC has managed to give a mandate to the ANC to continue doing that. I mean, Action SA bluntly supported the fiscal framework. And for them to come and say that, yeah, but the Treasury must come back in 30 days with cost-cutting measures or whatever the proposals are, there is no such place in law or in the rules of Parliament for that. So the moment that Parliament votes on this, and should it then be accepted, that is the fiscal framework that's been accepted, not conditionally with the National Treasury that must come back. It's either accepted or it's not. And that is where Action SA is blatantly lying to the people.
Let's talk to you about your own formal submissions to this committee. One of the things that you had wanted to adjust is the responsibilities of the Deputy Minister of Finance. Could you elaborate on that for us?
The Operation Vulindlela, what we said there is that both the Deputy Ministers of Finance from the DA and the ANC must be the co-chairpersons of Operation Vulindlela. And in actual fact, that was proposed to us in writing by the ANC. So that is not even a DA proposal. It is us just requesting that the ANC fulfill their own proposal.
The NYDA, your thoughts on that? You did propose that you wanted to do away with that. Is that accurate?
Well, if you look at the NYDA, if you look at CETAs, there's such a lot of places in the budget where money is being spent wrongly, where money goes to waste. And that is one of the proposals that the Democratic Alliance have made in our presentation to the ANC, is that we must bring in a total spending review across all portions of government, so that we can make sure that the programs that we put money towards does yield results. And we must make sure that the proposals or the projects that are there, when they get money, they will have the right leadership in, they will have put that money to the best workings for this for the people of this country. So whether it's the NYDA, whether it's CETAs, whether it's wasteful expenditures on various levels, there needs to be a review of all the spending. What we've also proposed is the World Bank came with an offer to government to say that the World Bank will assist in implementing a regulatory review to make it easier for people to start up businesses, to adhere to all the requirements and regulations. And the World Bank has offered to do that. So that is also one of the proposals that the Democratic Alliance made, is that we accept that offer from the World Bank. They've got a huge amount of expertise that will assist us in ironing out or actually getting away with a lot of these regulatory reforms.
Would that ultimately result in a reduction in expenditure for this fiscus?
Absolutely. South Africa does not have an income problem. We've got an expenditure problem. If you look at the budget as it is currently there, the Commissioner of SARS said that if SARS can get a 3 billion rand, which they got, and we are glad for that, they will be able to up their efficiency from 63 to 67%. And that 4% increase will amount to an additional income of between 60 and 80 billion rands per year. From the Democratic Alliance side, we have put proposals on the table for cost-cutting measures, like, for example, the advertising budget, the travel and entertainment budgets, etc., where we've proposed budget cuts, amounts to roughly 50 billion rand. So between the cost-cutting measures that the DA has put on the table, as well as the income measures that SARS can do under current legislation, there is roughly 110 billion rand coming in. Now, a 0.5% VAT increase amounts to about 10 to 12 billion rand in income. So it's not about the income. It's about the ANC that wants to keep their hands on misspending the money that South Africans desperately need to go towards service delivery. We've seen over the last 30 years of ANC governments and ANC budgets what happened to South Africa. If you go to Bankara, just north of Kuruman, where I come from, and you open the tap, there is a tap in the yard, but there's no water there because contracts have been totally stuffed up by the ANC on various levels of government. And that is why the DA entered this government of national unity, is to make changes to that and to assure that we get good governance in. But what happened today is a travesty, because people have been lying and the people of South Africa has been lied to by Action SA today. Come the 1st of May, there will be a VAT increase if this is going to be voted in through Parliament. The budget creeps or tax creeps in personal income tax have already been implemented. So if you want to see whether Action SA was honest today or not, you've just got to check whether there's any increase in taxes with regards to the bracket creep and whether that will be implemented on the 1st of May. And I can promise you, if they get their way, that is exactly what's going to happen.
But they shouldn't be implemented. What do you mean they've already been implemented? Those are people who are preempting the fact that the budget would be passed.
Well, the bracket creeps have already been implemented from the tax year ended at the 28th of February. So on 1 March, the bracket creep will be applicable. The absence of a bracket creep will assure that every person in South Africa that gets an increase will pay taxes on that increase in salary that he got without the tax brackets being adjusted to help them not paying more taxes just because they had an inflation-related increase in salary. And if this fiscal framework, as was adopted today with the assistance of Action SA, the IFP and the ANC, if that is going to be voted through in Parliament, we will have a VAT increase.
But
there's
that's what
no
I'm
way
saying,
in which that will be stopped.
But that's what I'm saying, Mr. Oorkamp. There's still a couple of hours to go. We don't know what will happen. What if it doesn't get passed? Then that doesn't apply to
you are right.
Yeah.
You are right. So the Democratic Alliance will definitely vote against this, and we urge all parties in Parliament to vote against this. People must understand the procedures, and Action SA and the ANC has today lied to the people to try and put a veil over the VAT increase that they have approved within this fiscal framework, and to try and say that there will be a 30-day period where Treasury has to come back and make proposals. Those proposals, there's nothing in law that allows for that. So it's either the fiscal framework is approved or not. And
right.
It has today been approved by the committee with the assistance of Action SA.
As a result of all of this, is the DA walking away from the GNU?
The Democratic Alliance will definitely look at the situation. It's above my pay grade to answer you on that today.
Right.
We've got a FedEx meeting tomorrow, and obviously we will discuss this with our federal council. So we will look at all the options available to us. Apart from what I've just told you with regards to the vote tomorrow, there's also obviously a legal route that we can take. The proposals of amendments to the fiscal framework that the Democratic Alliance put today was not even voted on. And as I understand, there was also in the select committee of the NCOP problems with the procedurality of what's going on here. So we will look at all the options available to us. We still hope, and we still have got the wish that the ANC will come to their senses and will realize that what we are putting on the table from the DA side is not to undermine the ANC. It's to uplift the people of South Africa. We must always put the people's interest in front of our party's own interests. And I think the ANC is battling to accept that they do not govern alone anymore. And for them to try and garner support outside of the GNU for a budget that they then expect the GNU to implement, especially when it's built on the lies that they propagated today to the people of South Africa, is totally unacceptable. The Democratic Alliance will always be there to negotiate on this and to work in the best interest of all South Africans.
I really, really appreciate you giving us your time this evening. DA spokesperson, very welcome. Thank you so much for that. Thank you. What I'm going to do, and you may have heard us refer to the Standing Committee on Finance that sat today. So what, just so that we all have some context, when I come back from an ad break, I'm going to be playing you some audio in relation to what actually happened in that committee, which helps us all to understand where everybody's at. We will at some point speak to Action SA. We are scheduled to also speak to the ANC, but you can also imagine lots of meetings taking place. As I said, there is what happened today in Parliament, but there's a lot of time still before tomorrow. So lots of negotiations, lots of meetings. We are trying to juggle ourselves between those meetings and getting interviews. But we are promised that we will certainly speak to Herman Mashaba from Action SA. The ANC was literally on a call a second ago on my screen. We've lost them now, but I think we are going to get them back in a short while.
Point of View. Discussing the world around you. On the street. On the air. And at kaya959.co.za.
Thanks so much for staying with us. I really hope it assists us in understanding the processes. So I've got on the line Action SA leader Herman Mashaba, who actually fundamentally shifted a lot of what happened and what we saw happen today. And it is there, and as well as the IFP's recommendations and proposals, that I think shifted the needle. Mr. Mashaba, a very good evening to you. Thank you so much for your time.
Good evening, Pamela, and thank you so much for the opportunity, and good evening to the listeners.
So, Mr. Mashaba, what we have here is that you actually came here and spoke to us last week about your propositions. You were yet to still speak to the ANC. I believe you guys met with the ANC. And it seems to me that even before we get to this meeting today, that the ANC actually accepted some of your proposals. Am I correct?
Yes, very much so, Pamela. We had meetings the other Friday, and then we had another meeting last Wednesday, and I think the final meeting where we agreed on the proposal was on Sunday, and then put it down to paper the whole of last night up to early this morning to finalize our proposal, which the ANC was happy with, and we were both as parties happy with, and we're glad that it's gone through. South Africa will have the budget, because the ADA wanted to plunge our country into chaos, to operate with a country with no budget. And we had to come to the intervention of our country.
So I just want to make it clear, because we spoke to the DA earlier on, they're calling you liars. I want to make it clear. Submissions were made to the committee today. Those submissions meant that people can adjust issues that they had with the budget that was presented by the minister. And that's just not one party, but various political parties. Where you are now, the proposals were made, and then there had to be an adoption of the submissions by the committee. That, according to you, went smoothly.
Yes, absolutely. I think we negotiated with the ANC in total good faith. As you are aware, the DA is their masters in negotiating in bad faith. And whatever they tell you and whatever they do, it's always totally different story. And I'm not saying this lightly. I say it because it is their agenda to discredit the. You can see them going around the world, going to misinform the world about what's happening in our country. What they wanted right now was to ensure that the country ends up with no budget, so that they must be seen to be the ones coming out with an intervention. Intervention. And I realized this, and when the ANC, we started the discussions, I brought this to the attention, and they were also aware of the arrogance and the disrespect that they've actually shown to this government. And for me and for us as Section SA, the only country we have is South Africa, and we're going to do everything possible to save this country.
Okay. So the joint meeting of Parliament's Finance Committee today sat, the proposals were put together, and my understanding is that there was an acceptance of this fiscal framework.
Yes, absolutely. Accepted. We've given the Minister of Finance 30 days to ensure that come 1st of May, because obviously the only way the minister can start implementing that is the 1st of May. So we've given him 30 days, and we hope and we believe it's going to happen even sooner, because we want to avoid a situation where come the 1st of May, we don't have that in our statute books.
So tomorrow, if we look at the processes, from where we stand, the current fiscal framework is going to be supported by yourselves as well.
Well, we've got the majority, like we had the majority today, and can confirm that Action SA is going to support our own proposal with the support of the ANC, the EFF, and other parties. We've got the majority.
Your proposal includes the very contentious issue of no VAT increase. Can we confirm that that has been adopted and that there will be a withdrawal?
That is going to be it's going to be an approval, and we're giving the Minister of Finance within 30 days to present a new budget without VAT and this income tax fluctuation.
And obviously, if that doesn't happen tomorrow, if he doesn't present that tomorrow, then you're not...
No, he doesn't have to present that tomorrow. We give him 30 days. But we'll work with the ANC and the minister to ensure that we meet the deadline, because 1st of May, it's critical to ensure that we don't impose a VAT on South Africans.
When that doesn't happen, Mr. Mashaba, what then?
Why shouldn't it happen? We won't be dead. Herman Mashaba might not be there, but this is a commitment in Parliament. So Parliament will always have 400 members, and I'm not part of our members of Parliament are going to be there. If anything happens to one of them, we will replace. So what I'm saying is, come the day of voting for the budget, the 400 members of Parliament will be there. And we have the majority to pass that budget.
I really appreciate
without the DA, because they wanted to plunge this country into a financial hell so that they can prove to the world that they've got the power. So we've demonstrated to them that their power is in their head. It's not we're not our forefathers. Who they've controlled all these years. We've got the little brains that God has given us to ensure that we can protect our country.
Does that mean that the Action SA is now possibly reconsidering its position on the GNU?
Well, I think that depends on... we've made it clear to the ANC during our discussion, but obviously the prerogative of the president to reconstitute government, the cabinet. In fact, if you remember last week, we issued a statement, and I think one of my colleagues came into your studio. We clarified that obviously our support is conditional upon the reconstitution of the cabinet, because you cannot have a political party that vote against a budget that they must implement. So I think it's only natural DA must be grown up enough and stop lying. They let them announce the withdrawal from the GNU, because I cannot understand how the ANC would want to work with a party that does not support their own budget. So I think it's only natural. It has never happened anywhere in the world where you have a coalition government and people who are in government, they vote against the budget, but they still want to really be the one executing that budget. So I think it's really only fair and natural for the DA to just walk. They must not force the president to force them to walk.
Action SA leader, thank you so much for making time for us, Mr. Mashaba. And we will hopefully maybe chat tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Herman Mashaba, the Action SA leader there. As you heard, very contradictory statements from themselves as well as the DA. We all wait to see what happens tomorrow. And clearly there is going to be a shift if things remain as we are told they are right now.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.